good ground, patient fruit. Mark 4:8. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Now we come to that fourth ground, and at last we find good ground. We can rejoice that the ground is good. And how do we know that the ground is good? They hear the word and receive it. It does not even say that immediately with joy or giddiness they receive it. Although they may have joy, but there is a soberness to their walk. They are not sour, but they are circumspect. And they hear it and they receive it. They may not be a flash in the pan. I've seen many of those. They start out the gate fast, but run out of steam and become dead soon, proving they were not that good ground. Oh, but these, they hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. They are a good tree that brings forth good fruit. That you, what you would expect from a tree to bring forth fruit is how you know the seed was sown on good ground. If you have ever grown tomatoes or anything else, you will know them by their fruits. Sometimes you have to dig about it and dung it and watch it grow up and then take great care, but nevertheless fruit comes. He heareth the word and understandeth it. Matthew 13. So then he understands and is illuminated, and it is water to the tree, and it bears fruit. Luke 8:15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. They have a honest and a good heart. They have the right motives to hear it. Their intentions are real and good. John Trapp says, and they keep it. They incorporate it into their souls, so as it becomes an engrafted word. They are transformed into the same image, conformed to the heavenly pattern. They hold it fast. The fruit sprang up and increased. They bring forth much fruit with patience. Patient endurance. God gives them endurance to run the race. He fuels their fire. He grows them with heavenly endurance. He breathes that endurance into their souls. And they are able, by God's grace, to continue on. Storms come to beat down the tree, but it is not withered away, because it is rooted deep into the earth, and it shall not be moved. Not just a passive submission, but an endurance to run the race and to continue on. The tree keeps growing through all things. The persecution, the thorns that may come up and try to choke, all the challenges, the fruit remains. Barnes says the persons called the good ground in the text are filled with the power and influence of God, and therefore continue to bring forth fruit. They persevere in righteousness. From this we may learn that the perseverance of the saints, as it is termed, necessarily implies that they continue to bring forth fruit to the glory of God. So then persecution must come to try the fruit, to try the patience. Satan must come and attack to try the patient endurance. But through it all, the saints are the good ground and they bear fruit. They persevere. They triumph because the seed is the good ground. We believe both in the preservation of the saints and the perseverance of the saints. Having experienced the gracious power of the Holy Spirit, we can believe nothing else. It is God's Spirit that gives us patience and endurance and preserves the tree to produce some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. All produce differently, but all good ground produces fruit. Some men will produce more, but praise God, all His children are fruitful.